Hippolyta, or nuptial ore draws on apace. Four happy days bring in another moon. But all methinks how slow this old moon wanes. She lingers my desires.
4 days will quickly stape themselves in night. 4 nights will quickly dream away the time.
Hippolyta, I wooed thee with me sword, and won thee love doing thee injuries. But I will wed thee in another key, with pomp, with triumph, and with revelin'.
Out of my way, out of my way.
Happy Bethasius, our renowned duke.
Thanks, Scudigeus. What's the news with thee?
Full of Exasian come I, with complaint against me child, me daughter, Hermia. Stand forth, Demetrius.
My lord.
My noble lord, this man hath me consent to marry her. Stand forth, Lysander.
My lord.
And, my gracious duke, this man hath butched the bosom of me child. Thou, Lysander, thou hast given her rhymes and interchanged love tokens with me child. With cunning hast thou filched me daughter's heart and turned her obedience, which is due to me, to stubborn harshness. And may gracious duke, be it sold, she will not hear before your grace consent to marry with Demetrius. I beg the ancient privilege of Athens. As she is mine, I may dispose of her, which shall be either to this gentleman or to her death.
What say you, Hermia? Be advised, fair maid. Demetrius is a worthy gentleman.
So is Lysander.
In himself he is, but in this kind, wanting your father's vice, the other must be held the worthier.
But I beseech your grace that I may know the worst that may befall me in this case, if I refuse to wed Demetrius.
Either to die the death, or to abjure forever the society of men. Therefore, fair Hermia, question your desires. Know of your youth, examine well your blood, whether if you yield not to your father's choice, you can endure the livery of a nun, to live a barren sister all your life.
So will a gross so live, so die, me lord.
Take time to pause, and by the next new moon, upon that day, either prepare to die for disobedience to your father's will, or else to wed Demetrius as he would.
Relent, sweet Hermia. And Lysander, yield the crazy title to my certain right.
You have her father's love, Demetrius. Let me have Hermia's. Do you marry him?
Scornful Lysander! True, he hath my love. And what is mine, my love shall render him. And she is mine. And all me right of her I do estate unto Demetrius.
I am, my lord, as well derived as he, as well possessed. My love is more than his. Me fortunes every way as fairly ranked, if not with vantage, as Demetrius. And which is more than all these boasts can be, I am beloved of beauteous Hermia. Why should not I then prosecute me right? Demetrius, I love, vouch it to his head, made love to Nadar's daughter Helena.
What?
I won her soul, and she, sweet lady, dotes, devoutly dotes, dotes in idolatry upon this spotted and inconstant man.
I must confess I have heard so much, and with Demetrius thought to have spoke thereof. But Demetrius, come, and come, Aegeus, you shall go with me. I have some private sculling for you both. For you, fair Hermia.
My lord.
Look, you arm yourself to fit your fancies to your father's will, or else the law of Athens yields you up.
With duty and desire, we follow you.